Good morning. This is Deborah Gordon, and I'm here with my partner, Doris Graff. It's October 19th, 1989. We're interviewing Dr. Herman Gordon for the National Council of Jewish Women Pittsburgh section for their oral history project. Dr. Gordon, could you please state your name, your address, and your birth date, if you don't mind?
My name is Herman Gordon. Presently at 128 North Craig Street, Pittsburgh, PA. My birth date is March 26, 1912.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I'll just give you a hand.
Okay, Dr. Gordon, last time we spoke, you gave us quite a colorful description of the Hill District when you were growing up, and I thought perhaps you could elaborate. Could you give us some more information concerning perhaps some of the people that you know and situations and stories that might be of interest to us?
As I stated previously, the neighborhood was vibrant and colorful. Numerous pharmacies, confectioner stores, fruit stands, bakeries, tailor shops, tailors who made clothing custom made, barber shops, restaurants of all kinds, the pool parlors, the blacksmith stands.
Could you give us some names of these places?
Yes. Up from our shoe store were the Binstocks, one of whom had a butcher shop where Mother would send me to grind meat that she had purchased. Nothing was packaged in those days. The other Binstock had a jewelry store. Up from that were the Mysel family, who were in the music business. And I was always intrigued by the costumes that they had in their window, or helmets from different European armies. This was a very artistic family. A couple of the sons attended the Irwin Kaufman Settlement Art Center with me. George Mysel, Sam Mysel. Sam was also a music writer who had gained some prominence in New York. Filners had a bakery, and one of the Filners went on to gain quite a reputation in art. He also attended the Settlement Art School with me.
Some of your friends, acquaintances,
the
relatives?
The Pure Drug pharmacy was across the street from our shoe store. Herman Sloan. And Max Port were partners. I would frequently stop in to get a banana split. Or a sundae with fresh fruit. Max Port had a mausoleum erected at the Beth Sholem, which everyone passes as they enter into the cemetery. It was built by his sweetheart. and Evans. Both names are on the mausoleum. I believe she spent just about every penny that she had building it, so it was really a love story. On the corner, the peddlers were always selling cures, a snake oil that took care of everything, and they would have a pseudo-Indian dressed up, doing a little dance and giving their spiel. There was a newsstand nearby where we had frequently congregated by confections as well. And during the 4th of July, they sold fireworks. Walking the street was very unsafe at that time because all the kids threw rockets directly at your feet that exploded and had gravel in it. I remember one day a dog was excited by an explosive firecracker that sank its teeth into my thighs. Often when we would go past a fruit stand, someone would throw his hat or your hat into it, and as you removed your hat or cap, somehow or other there seemed to be a sweet potato in it, and we would go off into a vacant lot and bake the potatoes. There were a couple streets that were unpaved, a couple of sidewalks that were unpaved, and we would congregate there to shoot marbles, and often wondered why this sweet, gray-haired old lady was always out there hollering at us. We thought she was a witch, but this present point, I realized that we were driving her into a frenzy. We would play horseshoes. Can you stop it for a moment? Just trying to think.
Sure.
At that time and place, there was doctor, physicians, dentists in great numbers, and many of our famous doctors like Wexler, Grogan, they would all take off to Vienna for a postgraduate course. That seemed to be the main destination. Isaac Davis, I believe from the Barnetta Davis family, practiced medicine there in the same suite with my brother Charles.
Any other people that you could think of that you knew from your art background that were instructors or that
Schulgold and Rosenberg were greatly influential in my instruction. They were teachers at Carnegie Mellon. It was Carnegie Tech at that time.
What teachers did you have at the settlement?
They were the main teachers. Doc Ratner played a very important role in the arts and crafts department. Eventually he opened a hardware store in Squirrel Hill, Ratner's. This Dr. Perlman was a dentist who went to school with my brother Charles. They were all athletes as well. His wife was a music instructor at the Iron Kaufman settlement, and she had a great impact on the children at that time. There were always plays that were being performed, musicals that we participated in.
Well, Dr. Gordon, all this was very interesting, and I think that your life was very rich. Next time we talk, perhaps you can think about something that you would like to speak about, and you can let me know what that is. Maybe something having to do with your later career in dentistry or in the naval service. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to say in conclusion?
Well, in conclusion, just about everything would be repetitious. It was just a lovely place to grow up. Warm, kind. The women were always playing the role of doctor, running with home remedies if anyone became ill. They were always selecting chickens and probing them to make sure that they were fat, so get enough chicken fat. And after the purchase, I would take a chicken down to the sheikhet and watch it being hung up and its neck cut. And so this was just a wonderful, happy way of growing up. It was warm, it was friendly. And so many of our prominent Jewish families today, Katz is from Papercraft. They were born in the Hill. The Wagner from the insurance agency. They were all neighbors.
Thank you very much.